David Bolzuki and the Apocalyptic Wizards. Once upon a time, in the land of Adanac, between the great seas of Anticus and Paticus, there lived a medium-sized wizard called David Bolzuki. The wizard Bolzuki was renowned for his magical manipulation of fruit flies, and it was not long before the fruit fly population was entirely in his control. When he said jump, the fruit flies would jump. And when he said sit, they would sit. And when he said run, they would run. And this made the wizard mightily pleased with himself, indeed. But it is the lot of wizards that they are seldom content for long. And soon the wizard Bolzuki became uncharacteristically anxious and depressed, as he had run out of new tricks that the fruit flies could realistically perform. Indeed, one day when he asked the magic mirror on the wall his weekly question, "Who is the most powerful wizard of them all?" the mirror replied, "Fruit flies and the CBC won't do it. There are new worlds for you to conquer." Resisting his immediate impulse to smash the magic mirror to smithereens, the wizard Bolzuki set about to improve his status. He had learned of certain apocalyptic wizards who were gaining fame and influence by collecting deceptive mushrooms, feeding them into giant scammers, then reading the results. The world was heating at an alarming rate. The oceans would soon boil, and fruit flies, hippopotami, spiders, wizards, and all the people on Earth would perish. But, as wizards often do, they divined a solution to the difficulties they foresaw. It was only necessary, they claim, for people to rid themselves of half of their possessions, give up their pleasant but expensive houses, and return to the dark, chilly, and uncomfortable caves from which their ancestors had emerged many years before. The wizard Bolzuki, though he knew little of deceptive mushrooms, and even less of the operation of the giant scammers, could recognize an opportunity when it knocked. The solution proposed by the wizards was not an easy one to sell, but Bolzuki was eminently qualified to promote it. Not only was he a medium-sized wizard with expertise in fruit fly manipulation, he had for several years been a chief crank, turning an important wheel at the largest propaganda apparatus in the land, the Cornucopian Bullshit Collective, the CBC. At first, matters went very well indeed. Bolzuki's was a familiar face on television. His head would pop through living room walls, urging people to repent and return to the caves. He gathered many followers who were extremely concerned about the boiling of the oceans, and they contributed generously to the Bolzuki Foundation in the pious belief that doing so would alter the inexorable rising of temperatures. But then, alas, things started to go wrong. A few wizards, here and there, began to question the real nature of the deceptive mushrooms used by the apocalyptic wizards. When they examined the deceptive mushrooms more closely, they found them to be, well, deceptive. And that, of course, led to a closer examination of the giant scammers. And that, in turn, led to the discovery that the apocalyptic wizards had been less than honest in operating them. And when, of course, it came to the reading of the results, well, it became quite clear that the apocalyptic wizards were hardly worthy of the name wizard at all. They were merely charlatans, wearing long flowing robes adorned with stars, crescent moons, and other magical symbols. A final blow to apocalyptic wizardry came when some real wizards determined that the boiling of the oceans, an unlikely event in the first place, would be caused by the variation of the magical waves of the sun, and had nothing to do with the possessions that people had, and whether they lived in the chilly darkness of caves, or the more pleasant and comfortable abodes to which they had long grown accustomed. One might have thought that the wizard Bolzuki, becoming aware of these developments, would close his foundation and move to a cave. But one would have been mistaken. Bozuki was a wizard of some skill. Perhaps his experience in the manipulation of fruit flies had given him a considerable insight into human nature. He knew that people's fear of ocean boiling is mixed with a strange guilt and a peculiar fascination. People are also flattered to think that they have the power to avoid Armageddon. Most importantly, he knew that once people are committed to an opinion, once they are fervent in a belief, they can overlook and deny any inconvenient truths for a very long time. He may even have been aware of an old saying, "Rien n'est plus sacré qu'un abus ancien." He also realized that what people learn as children, they are inclined to believe as adults. Aware that he might lose the opinion of many adults because of the facts, the wizard Bozuki began to focus his efforts on the young. Returning to his old skills, he turned the propaganda crank at high schools with film presentations and urged the children to return home and convince their parents that the Bozuki Foundation was built, like the church, upon rock, not upon apocalyptic sand. And for the very young, he warned them that Santa Claus, along with all his toys and wonderful workshop at the North Pole, was threatened by boiling oceans. Santa could be saved, he suggested, through contributions to the Wizard Bozuki Foundation. And that is why, my children, the Wizard Bozuki lived happily ever after.